This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Launching into the third hour of the program, and you, as always, can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in our studio tonight, it's Ian.
Callan.
And Daryl.
Callan Diggs is here with us. He is the host of Reaching the Finish Line, also the author of Reaching the Finish Line, the book. It's a podcast as well.
Yes.
And are you publishing weekly, pretty much?
Yes, okay. Yes. Every week, 30 minutes, and then I have an hour if people want to get the full episode. And I have a lot of people, Robert Kiyosaki, I had the co-founder of Match.com.
Oh, wow.
I had NBA players on there. I had
successful people.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yes, very inspirational and also a great resource for career development and entrepreneurship.
And so folks can go to reachingthefinishline.com, can subscribe to the podcast there.
Yes.
And learn more about the book. Once again, that's reachingthefinishline.com for more of Callan. As we continue, if you're just tuning in, we've gotten into detail here. Barrett Brown, the journalist who was put in jail, because we've talked recently about press freedoms here on this show, and the United States ranked recently at number 43, down from number 41, I believe, the previous year. Number 43 of all the world's countries in press freedoms, in the Reporters Without Borders Press Freedom Index that comes out yearly. So things aren't very good here in the United States. They're not very free. And Barrett Brown is one of a myriad of examples of people who never should have had seen the inside of a prison cell. But he, in fact, went to prison for years because he posted a link to some information the federal government didn't like into a chat room somewhere. And that's it. It wasn't his information. He didn't steal the information. He didn't post the information. He didn't host the information. He just posted a link to that information. And he went to prison.
Unfortunately. And what did they classify that as on his record? Is that like a misdemeanor? Is that a felony?
He was facing like a felony. Felonies,
yeah.
Wow. But they wound up dropping the felonies, and he pled guilty to a misdemeanor of some sort. I forget exactly what it was.
5 years for a misdemeanor?
Wow. I believe it was possibly several.
Multiple counts, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So consecutive sentences on misdemeanors.
It's so unfortunate because when prison just does so much damage to people.
Sure does.
Especially because when people try to re-enter society and they want to apply for a job, like, they enter a different world because most employers, even if it's a misdemeanor of a lesser sort, just the fact that you have something on your record, they have a justifiable reason to deny you employment. And unfortunately, you know, when people in society, you know, cannot get work, you know, they do two one things, you know. They either go on public assistance or they commit other crimes to be able to be sustained.
This is a common story where somebody out of prison has a very tough time finding work,
mm-hmm.
and it's sad because a lot of times the person who's, and it's understandable as well. If you got 200 applications mm-hmm. for a job, you're going to take the most qualified people, and mm-hmm. I can understand why somebody would put somebody aside who's got a questionable-looking conviction.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, a lot of times those convictions are for nonviolent crimes or, you know, crimes without a victim. And there's a lot of times a decent explanation behind it from a decent person who maybe made a mistake and is trying to change their life around, but they never get that chance. They never get the chance to, you know, make things right or make good
mm-hmm.
Or even explain themselves in those circumstances. And it's tragic. But anyway, back to the story here from Barrett Brown. He's writing about...
So I just pulled up to find out exactly what it was he pled guilty to.
Oh, okay.
Article from The Intercept says that as part of the plea, he pled guilty to charges related to the threats, obstruction, and accessory after the fact in the Stratfor hack.
The hell? He didn't threaten anybody. Just crazy.
Right, but that was one of the things that
was
thrown in.
Here, you plead guilty to this, so we don't charge you with a felony, basically.
Plead
right?
guilty to these misdemeanors, and we drop the felonies.
So then they arrested him just like a week or two ago for ostensibly not asking permission to, they told him he had to ask permission to give media interviews, and he says, "Nah, show me the policy." They never showed him the policy. They instead showed him the inside of the Segaville Correctional Institution, the federal prison, and eventually he ended up, you know, he had an attorney who was giving these bureaucrats a hard time, and he got called in and said that, "All right, you won," they told him, and they let him go, but then they said, "You got to go to the, essentially to the halfway house, and you have to sign two forms." One of them was the release of information consent, which he'd already signed when he was in prison, previously at another bureaucrat's, at his insistence, saying that he, another bureaucrat was telling reporters that she couldn't talk about the situation with the reporters until he released this information consent form. He also was asked to sign the news interview authorization, which is intended for inmates about whom a prison has been approached by the press. "There was no more talk of my seeking permission to do interviews and no more forms to be forced upon journalists seeking to speak to me. The media representatives agreement, which the BOP had just last week claimed I was required to get press to fill out and submit, was no longer anywhere to be found. As there's been some confusion in the press on this point, I'll note again that federal inmates are not required to seek permission from the BOP to speak to the press, period. Some previous language to that effect was rescinded 17 years ago, as noted in the program statement. That's why I was never given any infraction for doing so over the 4 years in which I did interviews from half a dozen different facilities by mail and phone. And it's why the BOP was not able to hold me in prison after Haynes and Boone threatened to go to a judge. The forms involved, as noted in the program statement, as well as the requirements described in another section that put forth conditions on press access to institutions, having to seek comment from the BOP, refrain from taking pictures without the consent of inmates, apply entirely to a separate agreement that a news organization enters into in return for being allowed into a facility to interview a particular inmate who himself has either given consent or denied it via the news interview authorization form, which is presented to him within 24 hours of a qualifying outlet submitting the media representative's agreement." So basically all the forms he's talking about here have to do with being in prison.
Right.
And a news media company coming into physically to the prison to conduct an interview in the prison.
You know, this whole sort of thing reminds me of several years ago, and it's probably been 6 or 7 years ago when this happened, when Meg McLean and several other activists went down to D.C.
Mm-hmm.
and set up the lemonade stand. And they were, you know, selling lemonade. They got charged with vending without a permit on Capitol grounds, but there is no such thing as a permit to vend on Capitol grounds. Which is why the judge ultimately wound up dropping the case, because you can't be convicted of not filling out a non-existent permit.
But you can be carted off in handcuffs, and
which is
cops,
what happened to them.
Right,
what
and
happened
cops,
to Barrett Brown?
Right, and the cops have no liability for that.
Right,
so because judge drops the
they
charge.
They acted in good faith.
Yeah. Oh, they thought this was illegal. Well, it wasn't. "I'm reiterating this," says Brown, "because the BOP thrives on ambiguity and would like nothing more than to see major news outlets continue to ignore my story on the vague grounds that maybe I broke the rules, and perhaps the BOP didn't actually just conspire to deprive countless media outlets of their very specific and unambiguous right to speak to an American citizen, and then retaliate against me with an illegal arrest when I failed to help them do so. The BOP, like all U.S. law enforcement and intelligence agencies, depends for its continued de facto extra-legal powers on a press corps that is largely incapable of sorting through facts, that is easily distracted, and that cannot even be depended upon to defend its own rights, nor the rights of individual journalists. Already, I've documented in my columns for D Magazine and The Intercept, via documents obtained by various means, the demonstrable criminality of this organization." And, you know, he's right on here pointing out that the United States media is an embarrassment to the principles of freedom of the press. Overall, there's obviously some key exceptions.
Right.
Of course, you know, we do a pretty good job here in New Hampshire of holding the government accountable. But in a lot of cases, you know, the mainstream media, they kowtow. They bow down, they kiss the boot, they kiss the ring, and you know, how much press coverage is Barrett Brown getting over this? I bet you it's not that much.
Yeah. I've only seen it in a couple of places, and it's the places
the
where
Intercept.
I would expect to see it.
Yeah, The Intercept, which isn't a United States-based organization. I believe they covered this. I think that's where we read the story from originally. More coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, dial on in, toll free, bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll give some more final comments on the Barrett Brown case here in moments. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. I do want to let you know about shop.freetalklive.com. That's where you can go to get stuff on Amazon and help Free Talk Live simultaneously. You can, you know, get whatever you would normally buy at Amazon, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase. It's very simple. You start at shop.freetalklive.com. There's Amazon Canada, UK, and US. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Utah, where Mark is on the line. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, today I wanted to talk about a story that I found on Zero Hedge. You guys ever heard of or visited Zero Hedge?
Oh, yeah.
.com?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, there's an article today talking about Emmanuel Macron, who's the one of the guys running in the French presidential election against Marine Le Pen, or the guy, I guess, now. And he's had 9 gigabytes of private documents released on 4chan.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it turns out that everybody's, like, talking about how this guy is supposedly evading taxes by sending or through an account in the Bahamas, but apparently then this document shows that the account is not in the Bahamas, it's in the Cayman Islands. Not that I really care, but, you know.
Hey, good for him for evading taxes.
Yeah, I know. I'm an agorist myself, so I totally support whatever he does, you know.
But, of course, a lot of times the politicians, you know, they want to make it look like they're paying taxes because then they're good little citizens. But
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. So,
although Donald Trump said that he was smart for having found a way to supposedly not pay.
That's one of the things I liked about Trump. I mean, I like the fact that he touted avoiding as many taxes as possible. And that actually got him a lot of votes, I suspect.
And he also, he also said that he would put Hillary Clinton in prison.
And then went back on that.
And that got him some votes, and then he went back on that. He said a bunch of things that he has not fulfilled.
So, Mark, is that the juiciest of all these 9 gigabytes, or did these just come out, like, you know, this afternoon and no one's had a chance to really get through it yet?
Yeah, they came out this afternoon, and so nobody's really had a chance to totally dig into it. WikiLeaks has tweeted about it a few times.
Now, just to clarify, we'd heard a little bit about the French election and that it was the Le Pen lady who is the one who might support the French exit from the EU. This guy, is he the guy who is against leaving the EU?
Yeah, and he's really more of a free market guy, but not really. You know, like
I've heard him described as the establishment candidate.
Yes, he is the establishment candidate, but he is more free market than, I guess, Marine Le Pen. But I guess when you're talking about politicians, you know,
right,
one person's free market is a different person.
Yeah, who's
free
more
market.
Free market, Lenin, Stalin, or Marx?
Or Hitler.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it is. So, but because, you know, Marine Le Pen, her policies are more socialistic than his. But on the other hand, he really is like a boy that sort of, he went to a school that's basically designed to has educated presidents of the past that sort of, you know, for grooming the French presidents. And then he went to go work for Goldman Sachs, where he was a total failure, but just to kind of get his, I guess, name onto one of the most evil corporations in the world for his own personal gain. And he may, I mean, you know, he may be, like, okay in terms of economics, but, you know, like, that sort of stuff sort of turns me sour to him.
All right, well, this should be interesting to see how this 9 gigabytes pans out. I'm sure the folks over at 4chan are crowdsourcing this as we speak and digging through for the juiciest bits, and I imagine that there will be plenty of juicy bits because all kinds of politicians have all manner of skeletons hanging in their closet, and it's only a matter of time before you know, that information comes out. And this may sink him, right? Like this, some of this information in there could sink whatever chances he had to win that election, just in the same way that Hillary Clinton was harmed by the release of the information that WikiLeaks put out about her during the election, showing that she basically scammed the Democratic nomination, which is what a lot of people had speculated about, and turns out it was true, and you know that hurt her. And so maybe this will guarantee that Le Pen will win and that France might move towards a exit from the EU.
Yeah, well, the En Marche movement, which is the party that he's the head of, they've said that some of the documents are real and some of the documents are falsified, and with the goal of sowing doubt and disinformation. which to me sounds like another way of stating that if anything that's potentially damaging can be claimed to be fake and all the good stuff can be authentic, you know.
Yep, that's all true. Mark, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's good.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Tom. He's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I don't know if I am. I think I never mentioned this to you people before, but this story back in 2012 when I was looking at my web server stats. Now, when you visit a website and you click on a link, your browser tells the remote server what kind of browser it is, what language it is, what version, what operating system, and also the URL of the referring page. So when it's Google and you click on a link, your server learns the search terms that were put into Google because those are up in that URL.
That's right.
But in this case, it was a website that was featuring Republican candidates for president, and they put a picture of each one on there. And in this case, it was image source equals and the address of a picture of Ron Paul on one of my websites, which they're not supposed to do. That's deep linking. And so I thought about, what am I going to do as a libertarian? How do I handle this?
So just to clarify for listeners here, somebody was linking to a photo of Ron Paul that you were hosting on your website. They were linking to that or embedding it on their website, which means that they were using your server. This is bad etiquette for hosting. They were using your server to serve a photo, so their server didn't have to serve it, which means that if, let's say, there was a huge, you know, popularity boom for that particular page, let's say that page went viral, and all of a sudden a million people go and try to download that picture, your server may not be configured to handle that. You might go past your data limit. You might go, you know, crash the server, whatever. And so basically, it's sort of an unintentional attack almost, or it can be on your server. So that's what you're saying happened, right?
This is correct, and if they also are up against, what if they just download that picture and put it on their website? What about copyright laws? So I thought about this, and so I emailed the webmaster and says that this means every time somebody visits your page, it counts as a hit on my server, which distorts my stats. It also means that I could replace that image with something you might not want to display on your web page. And so, by the way, if you want a public domain picture of Ron Paul, you can download it from his congressional website, and I provided them with a link. And then I got a reply saying that they just did not know where to get a public domain image of Ron Paul, and they're going to go ahead and use that, which is very believable.
Oh, so you didn't actually change the image? I thought you were going to tell us you changed the image to something offensive. That would have been much more fun.
But what I've been getting at, though, is...
All right, hold on. We'll get to what you're getting at here coming up with Tom. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and join us here. Our number, it's 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. If you support Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing here 7 nights a week, live on over 165 radio stations coast to coast, on, of course, online, via podcast, internet streaming, lots of different ways to listen, satellite, we've got LRN.FM, so there's lots of cool ways to get tuned in to Free Talk Live. If you like what we're doing, though, please get behind the show for $5 a month. Or Bitcoin. It's up to you how you support Free Talk Live. And you can do it over at amp.freetalklive.com, where you can get signed up with PayPal, credit card, Bitcoin. And that $5 is invested into Free Talk Live so we can market the show more effectively to other radio stations. Like I said, we got more than 160 stations, but we could have 200, 300, 400. It's possible. There's right. Hundreds of talk stations out there.
And if we counted the same way most radio shows do, we could say we've been added to over 300 radio stations.
We could, and that would be a true statement. But a lot of those stations have changed their format or gone out of business or, you know, for some reason removed Free Talk Live from their lineup. So we try to actually be really accurate with our affiliates list, unlike everyone else in the syndicated radio business. Almost all the other shows out there, they only kind of take note when a station gets added, and then they forget to remove a station when it drops off their list.
Right.
So we really are on over 160
stations.
Yeah, we notice
that whenever, you know, we wind up getting news that, oh, this radio show is going away. We find an affiliates list.
Right.
Sometimes it's on their
website.
On their website. And then you go through and it's like, wait, these call letters don't exist anymore.
Right. Or they're a music station.
They changed call signals and format 7 years ago.
Yeah, you're not making that up. That happens all the time. A lot of times these other radio shows, half of their stations on their list will be inaccurate and old and outdated.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're doing pretty good, all things considered, considering our very small budget that we have here. And it's given by you. The AMP program is created to allow you to support the show directly. You get perks. You get some cool bonuses like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular commercials our normal podcast does, and also the AMP-only Facebook group, which is a cool way to connect with other Free Talk Live listeners and hosts of the show. So these are great ways for you to, you know, interact and get involved with Free Talk Live, but also support what we're doing. Support the message of liberty. Support the message of peace. And getting that out there as far and as wide as possible. Arguably, dollar for dollar, we're probably the most effective method of spreading the ideas of liberty out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of great libertarian think tanks that write great books, but, you know, not everybody likes to read.
Yeah, right.
A lot of people like to listen to audio entertainment.
Yes.
And, you know, dollar for dollar, we're bringing new people to the ideas of liberty every single day, every week, here on Free Talk Live. So please, get behind the show and get all those perks over at amp.freetalklive.com. And we're going to continue here with your calls and thoughts. Let's go back to Tom. He's in New Hampshire. And, Tom, you were telling us you run a website. Somebody was linking to a Ron Paul photo that you host on your site, which was, of course, resulting in them using your server to serve that picture rather than using their own server to serve that picture. And that's bad etiquette for the Internet. So unless, of course, you're using a picture hosting website. So, like, if you use a site
like
that's
Imgur.
Yeah. Yeah, one of those kind of sites.
Yeah.
But to just link to somebody's blog that has a picture on it is bad. You know, it's kind of bad karma for the Internet. And so you reached out to the webmaster of this website that was linking to you without your permission, and you said, hey, I just want to let you know I noticed this. I'd appreciate it if you'd stop. And here's a link to a royalty-free picture of Ron Paul that you can use from Ron Paul's own website. And you were going to tell us more, so go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, that I didn't go to the government, first of all.
Good point.
Because I don't have to. First, always think of how not to go to the government on every little thing. Don't go running to mommy and daddy at the web hosting company either. It was a matter of, first of all, giving them the link. What more could they ask for if they didn't have a public domain picture of Ron Paul? Okay, I'll give them one. So they get no bone to pick with me. I just don't want my server stats to be distorted. And
yep.
I gave them the link that they need. And they get, I got no bone to pick with them. They were afraid of copyright law that they went ahead and deep linked to a picture and actually loaded it onto their server, which would be violate some copyright laws if there was a copyright involved in it, which there is not. So, I was thinking, I don't go to the web hosting company either. It's going by something I would have every right to do with my own private property, and it's playing nicely with the other children in the sandbox at the same time is the way I like to think of it.
Yeah, I mean, that was nice of you, because like you pointed out, you could have changed the photo. So if the link was your website /ronpaul.jpg, you could have changed ronpaul.jpg. You could have had the same name file, but you could have put up something, let's say, pornographic or offensive or, you know, gory or whatever. You could have put something like that in its place. It would have changed whatever their story was to have that picture in it, which, of course, would have been entirely inappropriate for whoever it was that was expecting to see what was there. And that would have been a way that they probably would never have even noticed unless somebody reported it to them. And it's kind of a way to get someone back who does that to your website. But you took the high road and you reached out to them and let them know. Good job on that one, Tom.
Yep.
Thanks for the call and thanks for sharing the story tonight. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to N on the line. N Thomas on Skype.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, fantastic.
Hey.
Where are you calling from tonight, N Thomas?
Well, once again, I'm calling from Peru.
Oh,
I'm an expatriate here in Peru.
Excellent. All right.
And I called before and I took your advice about my attempts to protect the local fruit vendors from the municipal domination they were suffering, and it really worked out well. Instead of trying to play tug of war, I used my camera. And hey, Ian, thank you.
So what happened? Really, I mean, you're going to have to recap briefly what exactly was going on, because I don't even remember all the details.
Well, there's a big movement in Peru to get people into what they like to call the formal economy, the economy where you pay for a license and you pay taxes and people from the city come by every day and collect a few cents from you for just being there.
Mm-hmm.
Or where you can simply harvest your crop, put a wheelbarrow in your truck, come down to the city, sell a whole bunch of it at wholesale and sell a little bit at retail and make some walking around money.
Okay.
Basically. Which I think is a really great aspect. I get beautiful fresh fruit all year long. I prefer to buy from them, and I think that their ability to sell that kind of fruit on the street is a true expression of a free agora.
Sure. Anybody who can sell stuff without asking government permission, they're in the agora. They're in the market, the free market.
Yep.
Exactly. And even more important than that, I think, is that people have access to the market and they feel and they see that they have upward mobility.
So what happened with, you know, bureaucrats coming down, you with a video camera? What exactly transpired there?
Well, before I would play tug of war with them, and you kind of warned me on a previous call, hey, look, you're going to get your ass kicked by the police. And I did.
Okay.
And so I decided that probably the videotaping would be the best idea. Being alone
your video recording the police trying to extract or bureaucrats trying to extract funds from these roadside fruit vendors?
Exactly. Okay. And then also they have supposedly under the law here, if you're a public employee, you must identify yourself.
All right.
To anyone who asks. So what I've been doing
is
I've just been approaching anyone who has a public job in Peru must identify themselves to a member of the public.
Okay. And I presume that there's also some semblance of freedom of the press there, because in a lot of places, you know, you might not even be able to record government bureaucrats.
Well, there's freedom of the press here, but the press is owned by one company.
Let's hear more about that, if you don't mind. Stand by, N. Thomas. He's with us here from Peru on the line on Skype, and you can join us there as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm, and Callan Diggs is here from Reaching the Finish Line. He's just spent like a year and a half in Mexico, so I'm wondering if you can weigh in here as well. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
You need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you if you dial in right now. We can get you on the air, and you can talk about whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and you can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. In fact, well, that's where we're going to go back to here. We've got a gentleman on the line in Peru. And Callan Diggs, by the way, in the studio with us here tonight, special guest host from ReachingTheFinishLine.com. You've spent some time expatriating. You've been mm-hmm. in Mexico for about a year and a half. Mm-hmm. You did a quick visit down to Peru. Mm-hmm. So let's bring N. Thomas back on here. N. Thomas, you wanted to come to the aid of some of the fruit vendors that you'll see on the side of the road there in Peru who've been harassed and threatened by government bureaucrats or people claiming to be government bureaucrats who are extracting money from these folks for the privilege of being able to be on the side of the road selling fruit, fresh fruit. And you decided you wanted to help with that. You got into some hot water with the police and ultimately decided that you wanted to take a different approach, which was to record video of these these harassments or these attempted extractions. And you were telling us more about that, so go ahead.
Yeah, I feel like your advice and watching Cop Rock and stuff like that really kind of showed that sometimes shame really is a powerful motivator. My last video that I posted on Twitter, you can see it on the stream for Municipalidad de Lima and Municipalidad de Puente Piedra in Peru. If you look at both of those places, you can see that I simply walked up to the guy and said, "Hey, are you proud of what you just did? Do you feel happy about that?" Because what they had done was a woman with a 3-year-old child was selling hard-boiled quail eggs, a popular street dish here in Peru. Mm. And they're quite delicious. I enjoy them often. And he ran her off. Mm. And I know for a fact that what she did is she had to pay money to rent the cart. She mm-hmm. had to buy the eggs and get water and all of that and get out on the street, boil the eggs up fresh and show them off to the people. And now all her money was gone. So how is she going to support that child?
You say you're in Lima, right, in Thomas?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it was so interesting. You know, I've you know, spent a little time in Peru, but you know, I lived in South America for 9 months in Ecuador, and then you know, Mexico. So a good portion of Latin America. And what I found that is, you know, a lot of these big cities like Lima and South Mexico City, you know, they're very, very into government regulation, into controlling, you know, how people make money. But when you go outside of these huge metro areas, like, you know, maybe smaller Mexican cities or Panamanian Peruvian cities, sort of like, you know, less than 100,000 people, you know, like down there in those type of Latin American countries, it's literally a free market. It's literally
really?
You can just set up a business and you won't have no, you know, government intervention.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is like that. The problem is that the they try to enforce their will and their domination on people. And I've seen it where people have attempted to start a business of some kind, and their very first contact with the government is when guys with guns show up to tell them, hey, you can't have a business. But you're right. Outside of the big metropolitan areas, you are free.
So you came up to this bureaucrat who had harassed the woman selling the eggs. What happened?
Well, I filmed him first. I filmed him chasing her off.
Mm-hmm.
And then once she was gone, I walked up to him and I asked him in Spanish, ¿Estás orgulloso de que has hecho? Are you proud of what you have done? Can you identify yourself? And he refused to answer both of the questions.
That suggests that he wasn't proud of what he did.
Now, here
I would definitely say from the look on his face that he was not proud. And who would be proud of that?
I'm sure there's a psychopath.
He was a young man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was maybe 24 tops.
Here in New Hampshire, I've seen before where people have asked an officer to identify themselves, and they'll say, my name is Officer Smith. What's your first name? I told
officer.
You. Officer.
Yeah. I've seen that before.
Oh, man.
So did he scurry away?
Sad.
I mean, what did he do? Get in a car and drive
off?
He did.
He immediately crossed the street, and I've had the same experience. After that, I approached his supervisor, and I asked his supervisor to identify himself. He refused to do so. I followed him for 3 blocks, asking him, you know, very politely in the high register of Spanish if he would please identify himself and where he was going and why he did not answer my questions. And he would not do so. They literally ran away from me. And the beauty of this is that not that I have done that, but now the fruit vendors realize that, you know what, they can do that too.
Really?
So it's not so much that, yeah, because now they're going to get their cell phones out too.
Nice. I love it.
Now they're not so afraid.
Well, I'm glad to see that, you know, as, you know, kind of the gringo, you've had the ability to have an impact there, because I always, you know, questioned, are you able to actually have an impact as somebody who's not from around there? You know, like, if you stick your head up too high here in the U.S., you're going to get it cut off. And I suspect that's true in any country. So yes. I would still say beware. Riding high right now, but when, you know, the Lima police show up and decide to trump up a charge against you for, you know, going after their buddies in the, you know, Department of Licensing or whatever, just beware that, you know, there may be further consequences down the road for this, but it is, you know, you're doing great work.
Well, thank you. And in that vein, I do have 30 videos of members of Peruvian police taking bribes. I have photos of them doing that. I have videos of them doing that saved on a server outside of this country. But you know what? Things could take a turn, and I could be just the first person who gets gunned down in front of a trench.
Well, keep us in the loop as this develops. And
yeah,
Thomas.
Well, I hope not. I hope not too. But I'd like to tell you guys that, you know, I left the United States when Bush was elected the second time. I basically gave up. I'm a conscientious objector since the age of 18.
Nice.
I was a member of the Libertarian Party in 1991. I worked really hard on getting libertarian sheriffs elected in Colorado and in Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally got to the point when Bush won the second time when I thought, you know what, this is hopeless. It's never going to get better here. People are just becoming more belligerent. And I don't know if I made the right decision or not. I live here now, and I'm happy that I expatriated myself because I feel like here, if it's not a win all over the world, at least here, maybe people will start to stand up a little bit more for themselves as individuals.
Well, as long as you feel good about what your decision was, I think then you've made the right choice. And thank you, N. Thomas. I appreciate it. Of course, you know, as we pointed out here a myriad of times, there is still hope. In the United States, and it's in New Hampshire. Yes. for you know, I don't blame anybody for calling it quits and saying this is a scary thing. You know, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, these are scary people. Barack Obama, Bush, all of them. It's definitely D.C. is a terrible place, and they're doing horrible things to people. And there's anytime they want to, they can definitely target any one of us. But all that said, I think there's real hope for freedom in New Hampshire already. Of all the 50 states, the freest of the states, including all the rest of them. If you go to the Freedom in the 50 States study, you can read more about that. It's a great in-depth study that looks at a bunch of different statistics and numbers, and found that New Hampshire was the freest of those states. So already number one, so we're at a good starting point to have a bunch of liberty people, a bunch of libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists coming in here and taking action and making a difference. We're seeing it work. We're seeing that happen with only just a couple thousand people having moved here. There are thousands more who are planning to migrate here to New Hampshire, and that's only going to make things better. Cognitive Dissident is on the line on Skype. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
I had a question about the non-aggression principle and nuclear bombs.
All right, go quick, real fast.
Do you think that nuclear bombs violate the non-aggression principle?
You mean the possession of a nuclear weapon?
Yes.
Just because things can go wrong with it, it could, if something goes wrong, decimate a good portion.
How could you use it? How could you use it without violating the
law? That's a really interesting question, and I wish we had more than 10 seconds to talk about it. So I would like to invite you to call back any other night, call earlier in the show. It's easier to get in pretty much Sunday through Friday, and let's talk about that in great detail because we don't have time tonight, but I appreciate it. And I think there's a strong argument that those things are a violation of the non-aggression principle. So we'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is, no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.